Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. Being honest with yourself, I believe, is a huge part of healing after divorce. Really looking in the mirror and saying, who am I? What mistakes have I made? What part did I play in the end of my marriage? How can I get better? And then also saying, what's good about me? What do I love about myself? What do I want for my future? What am I not going to settle for? And I think that's really important and key in trying to heal and move on. So today, I am so excited for this podcast because I think you're going to love it and I think you're going to learn a lot. And with me to talk about being honest with yourself is Gretchen Heido, who is a master certified coach, a speaker, and an author. Hi, Gretchen.
Hey, Jackie. So nice to be here today.
I'm so excited to finally talk to you in person. And also to talk about being honest after divorce. I mean, Gretchen, you and I have been corresponding and I've been reading your articles for years, and I think you're an amazing person.
Thank you so much. I've been following you right back, and I love what you are doing to help women after divorce to really be able to heal, move forward, and to see what it is that they're made of.
I just am so excited for this. So before we get into talking about being honest with yourself, I want to just give everybody a little background on Gretchen. So Gretchen is the highest level master certified coach. She is certified through the International Coaching Federation. She's a mentor coach, a keynote speaker, and a trainer. She's also the author of the book Break Free from Your Dirty Little Secret, a 10-stage secret breaking system to a new you. Gretchen, you are not divorced, but from the way we've corresponded, it sounds like your marriage hasn't always been perfect, and there were times where you felt like you were coming pretty close. So tell me about that.
Oh my goodness. Is anybody's marriage perfect, first of all? My husband and I, we've been married for 22 years. I got married pretty darn young. I was 25, and we have had many bumps in the road, and both of us had to make a choice of, are we going to stay and be fully in, or are we not? And that came with a lot of work that each of us had to do independently and together in order to stay married and to really take a look at what it takes to be a loving partner, but also to be true to yourself.
Okay, you know what I love about you, Gretchen? You are very vulnerable. You are upfront. You don't sugarcoat things. So tell us your story, including the part where you almost stabbed your husband.
Oh, I love how you're giving away the punchline so early. So
I think we got people listening though.
100%. So here's what happened. And first, if we're really honest, hasn't everybody wanted to stab their husband? I mean, maybe not. Maybe that's just my brand of crazy, but I certainly found myself 26 years old in the middle of a mega church in Bel Air. I had a broken leg at the time, broken foot. And we typically would sit on the top in the balcony section with our friends, but I couldn't make it up there because of this broken foot. So after the service, my husband went upstairs and I was triggered. I really felt like the little girl who was being abandoned by her dad. I felt like I didn't fit in. I'm in this church where I'm trying to figure out my relationship to God. There's a lot of rich people. I don't feel rich. I still feel like the poor kid from my bad neighborhood. And I'm by myself while my husband's galloping up the stairs, talking to all of our friends that I can't seem to be really good friends with. And when he came back down, I went into a blind rage. And it sounds crazy because it was, but I chased him as if I had no broken foot at all and attempted to put a key, our car key, in his neck. Now, there actually ended up being no stabbing because he's not going to allow himself to be stabbed, especially by a crippled woman, with crutches. And I wouldn't have done it, but the intent was there. I was in that much of a rage. I felt that abandoned. I had time traveled back to childhood of not feeling good enough, not feeling pretty enough, not feeling like I belonged. And for whatever reason, this is the way that it came out. And that's just one of the many stories in our ups and downs of our marriage.
Okay, so Gretchen, you're kind of preaching to the choir here. I mean, everybody listening wants to stab their husband.
Yeah, I mean, they just, you know, so if because, you're being honest, yes.
I mean, obviously, we're not doing that. Even divorced women who are listening to this and have been hurt by their husbands, or men who want to kill their wives. I mean, we get angry, and you're not doing anything wrong if you don't act on it and don't, I mean, obviously, you didn't really mean to and try your hardest to hurt your husband. It was more of like a rage and, you know, an anger.
Yeah.
So you called that your dirty little secret. And I think you're going to tell us, like, how did that evolve? What did you learn from that? And tell me about Dirty Little Secrets and what that means.
Yeah, you know, this is the one story that I'm known for. And it's interesting because it's like you said, did I really stab him? No, I didn't. But the embellishment of my head in my head was as if the key had gone through his neck. And whenever I tell this story or go to speak, there are always a line of women that come up and tell me their own dirty little secret. One lady had bit her husband in the front yard after she found out he cheated on her. Another lady had tried to slash her husband's tires on a night when he was going to leave to go out one more time. And so it's this thing where what I realized is that we all have some kind of secret, something that we're hiding. And secrets really deliver a 1-2-3 punch. The first part of the secret is the action, the what you did, or in your head what you did. So for me, this stabbing, not stabbing. The second part is the narrative, you know, the story that our head says about us. So mine was that I was violent. I was always going to be violent. I was broken. You should be scared of me. And that something was not quite right. That part of my secret really keeps you on the sidelines of your life, because if that's the narrative that I'm living under, then I'm holding myself back. And then the third part of the secret is, where did it come from? It always comes from somewhere in childhood, somewhere from a rule system that was created or faulty wiring, something that we saw growing up. And it's not that we get to blame our childhood on our secret, you know, for our secrets. I have to take full responsibility for my rage, but it is this 1-2-3 punch that they all lead into each other. And what I realized is that I was not the only woman suffering from the weight of my collective secrets, that millions of women are suffering, and that there wasn't a system out there to help them break free. And so one day I was walking at the park and I got a download. For me, it was from God. Some people it's universe, whatever it is that you subscribe to. But for me, it was God. And I really felt God nudge me and say, you're going to write this book called Dirty Little Secrets of Women. And I was like, okay, I can get behind that. Across the street, there's this little taco stand, and my husband and I met over there, and I told him, hey, I'm going to write this book. And now here we are years later. I've written the book. I have the program. And I've listened to thousands of secrets from women that I mentor and coach, and really have helped them get to the other side of this narrative and the shameful action and the reason that childhood faulty wiring that the secret was made in the first place.
Oh, I just love this. Okay, I have a lot of things to say, but the first one I want to say is my dirty little secret is that when I was engaged to my husband, I got so mad at him, I threw a shoe, a high-heeled shoe, across the room at him, which shattered a window. Okay, so I just want people on here to know that I am never claimed to be Miss Perfect. Yes, I give advice, but I am extremely at fault for many things too. And I want to move on and ask you something. Why do people suffer and feel shamed by these secrets? Like, why? What, I mean, why do we do this to ourselves? Like, everyone has faults. Everyone has secrets. Why the shame? I hate that word shame, because we self-shame, and I don't know why people do it.
Right. And you know, Jackie, part of it is because they didn't do what you and I just did. I told you a secret. You told me a secret. So it gets rid of the shame. And what it does is it shows us that we're not alone. So many times we find ourselves feeling unique, that we're the only one. But whether it's violence or the abortion or the cheating or the thoughts that you have about yourself or others, we all have secrets that we carry. And where the shame comes from is we haven't processed it. It's stuck trauma that is about the thing that you did, but about something in the past as well. And until we are able to talk about it and move that through our bodies and our minds and let it go, it gets stored as shame and we keep revisiting it over and over and over again, and it keeps us small.
All right, now Gretchen, this is where I want you to tell the listeners about your programs that you work on this kind of stuff with. So tell them about the 6-month intensive and the 3-week mini series.
My 6-month intensive is all about taking a look at your internal rules. This is the reason that you started creating secrets in the first place. So we take a look at those rules. Then we take a look at the secrets, your own personal 1-2-3 punch. We take away the shame. We show you that you're not so unique, that there are other people, everybody, who have secrets too. And then on the other side of that is the change your life. So in the 6-month program, we kick off with a live, beautiful, in-person, 3-day intensive in Lake Tahoe. It's a gorgeous retreat, indoor pool, outdoor area, hiking trails, yoga, and 10 to 12 women that I'm going to personally hand pick to travel together for 6 months. During the months 2 through 4, what we're going to be doing is working on the rest of the stages of the secret breaking system. And then in our final month, we're gonna have a closing retreat in Sedona, again, another beautiful location, because women need to be pampered. We need to allow ourselves to go somewhere to really do the work that's going to feel hard. The reason I pick 6 months is I want it to feel like it's something important, but I don't want it to consume anybody's life. I also pick the number 10 to 12 because I like to keep the group small so that women can get to know each other. You know, a lot of times one of our secrets as women is we don't like other women. We think that they're snotty, or we think that they're prettier than us, or we're better than them, or we have women wounds because they slept with our husband or cheated with the neighbor or did something with our father or were mean to us in high school. And so this is also a place to heal from that and to really get clean with women in your life. In addition to that, you get some individual coaching with me, and we have the group coaching too. So it's really a 3-part program so that women can heal and get to the other side. So that's part one. That's the 6 months intensive. And then with the 3-part mini series, that's taking place now. And that's something where you can come and listen and participate in the program before it happens to make sure that it's a good fit for you. So I had the first one on rules for anyone who wants that replay in the worksheet. Happy to send it. The second one's on secret keeping. That takes place this Thursday. And then the final one's about how do you change your life, and that's next week. So that program is really meant for people to come, figure out if I'm your flavor, see if you like the program before you invest, and then we go from there.
All right, so there's still time to sign up for the second 2 of the mini series, and it doesn't matter if you missed the first one.
No, I made them all standalone or to go together. I know that as women, we wear many hats. We have a very full plate. You can also watch the replay if that's something that you're interested in.
Well, and for people listening to this, they didn't know about it until today. So what Gretchen's saying is if you're listening, you can come to this free class tomorrow night, Thursday night, and then you can go to the third one. And even if you find out about this next week, because you listen to this podcast next week, you can even go to the third one. And then you can explore if you want to be in the 6 month, which to me sounds like an amazing, amazing, life-changing, for the better experience.
You know, Jackie, you're really hitting on something there. And that's where, you know, the program isn't for everyone. It's really for women who are ready to go deeper. They've probably done some therapy, or maybe they've had a coach, or they've been suffering for a long time. Or what about the woman who's listening to this and saying, I don't have any secrets, I'm an open book? Well, I challenge you there, because our secrets are even our thoughts. It can be generational secrets. It can be the things we think about others. It can be that we think our neighbor is hot, but he's married and we're married, or maybe we're divorced and we're not supposed to be thinking that he's hot. It could be the thing that you think about the checker while you're standing in line, or how annoyed you are when you're talking to customer service. It can be that you're pro-choice or pro-life, whatever it is, anything that you keep to yourself, it's a secret, you know? And so we really take a look at the most insidious secrets. We take a look at the little secrets, the big secrets, but you have to be willing to roll up your sleeves and to know that after you do this work, you will never be the same again.
Oh my gosh, I love this. You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, Gretchen Heido, a master certified coach and an author, a keynote speaker, a trainer, and the producer of the program, Break Free from Your Dirty Little Secret. We are talking about being honest with yourself before, during, or after a divorce, or even if you're not divorced. And we're talking about a couple of great coaching programs that Gretchen has developed. But Gretchen, I want to move on now and ask you about something. You're talking about secrets, and then you said that secrets are formed by these internal rules that we make up for ourselves. So tell me about that.
Yes, you know, all of us are rule keepers and we're rule breakers. And what I mean by that is rules were given to us as guidelines and definitive ways to live our lives. It's the stuff that we were taught as kids that either we're not those kind of people, or we are those kinds of people. People like us don't do fill in the blank. People like us do fill in the blank. People like that do X, Y, and Z. It can be anything as easy as girls should be polite, to girls have it hard, to women are ball busters, to women who speak out are unkind or aggressive, to women can't make it to the top unless they get on their back. I've heard all sorts of different rules.
And where do the rules come from?
The rules come from our well-meaning caregivers. And so sometimes they're generational. You'll find that families that are full of poverty, it's typically a generational rule that's been passed down and passed down. A lot of times people who get divorced, there was some kind of a rule in there about not settling, or that love wasn't really for them anyway. I've heard many women share that they got divorced at the same time their parent got divorced, meaning however many years in, because they never really thought love would work. So it was a rule that was passed down to them. It's any kind of idea or belief that we take on as being true. And for us, we really have to decide, do these rules fit for us? Because if we don't take a look at that for ourselves, someone else will define them for us, from society to religious groups to political parties to our spouses, boyfriends, mates, parents. There are always other people willing to give us a rule to live by. And anytime we feel ourselves breaking a rule, it almost always turns into a secret.
That is such a good point. Like, I'm going to give the listeners an example, and Gretchen, tell me if you think this is a good example. I grew up in a really conservative community, and I don't know, it didn't really come from my parents or my family, although we never talked about sex in our house. And so it was kind of like, I just grew up thinking, if you sleep with someone that you're not married to, you're a slut, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, and I can't even blame my family. It's not that they told me that. It was just a rule, an internal rule that I grew up with for some reason, thinking that that was the rule.
There you go. And so let's just say that if at any point in your life you had a sexual partner out of marriage, you probably labeled yourself a slut and you broke some sort of rule that was put into place to keep you liked, loved, protected, and in good esteem.
All right. Now, what happens to people when they feel like they broke their internal rules?
Yeah, and I have one that I can share. So it's similar to yours. My grandmother, who I love so, so much, I can remember her telling me this from the time I was so young, that sex was for procreation, not for recreation. You know, and it's like, okay, grandma, that's nice, and poor grandpa, you know, but still. So here's the deal. I was 15 and found myself having sex and remembering that it was definitely not for procreation. I was keeping a secret. I loved my grandma so much. I wanted her to only think well of me. And so I never told her. You know, she probably knew, but it was a secret, and it made me feel bad about who I was, and turned into it being that maybe there was something fundamentally wrong. And for many people, the secrets aren't about sex. It can be about their bodies. It can be about the things that they think. You know, I have one woman that I work with. She's really a Republican. When everything was going on with Donald Trump, she voted for him. She didn't want anyone to know. And we all get why. She even knows why. But at the same time, she felt a lot of shame around that. But it was a rule that you're supposed to people please, make other people happy instead of yourself. And when we don't do those things, they turn into secrets, which turns into shame, and the rules become the framework of our lives.
So what I'm getting from all of this is that if you are willing to admit your secrets, realize that there are no internal rules that should be followed, you will have better romantic relationships, better relationships with anybody, family, friends, and then a better relationship with yourself.
100%, and better career possibilities. So many women hold themselves back due to those rules. And so when I do this work with women, we always start with looking at their rules first. You know, what are those things? And I have them write down as many of their rules as they can think of that were given to them. So I also came from a family, the rule was to work hard. Well, when you look at the overworking that you may have done as a grown-up, if that was your rule, who really wants to work hard? What if we just work, but there's a rule around it? So it can be something that simple, but you can see how it plays out and what the strings are, the tentacles are throughout your life. Maybe there's a rule about being productive. So when you look at other people in your home or in relationships that aren't constantly doing, you might think they're lazy or they're not good enough for me or what's wrong with them. Again, they're breaking a rule. You might be breaking a rule. So we take a look at all of those rules. Then we see where and how did they become secrets. And we look at the childhood conditioning that it's like, well, of course you kept that secret. If we played the backdrop of your life on a big screen, you didn't have another choice to take. This is the only one that made sense. But now that you know, and we're exposing the rules, we're exposing the secrets, you get to write a new rule book. And that's so much what the program is about. We rewrite the rule book.
I just love this. Okay, so if listeners want to sign up for your class, tell me where they should go.
Yes, they should go to my website, GretchenHeido.com. And then from there, there's a button that says 6-month intensive. Click on that and you can sign up there for either the mini series or fill out an application to talk to me to see if you're ready for a program like this.
Gretchen, here's my take on this. I think if people go to the 3 session, or at this point 2 session, because tomorrow and then the week after, or even if they just go to the 3rd one, I think you're going to walk away from this feeling so good about yourself and feeling a lot of hope, a lot of self-love, a lot of forgiveness for things you might have done and forgiving yourself, which you should have a long time ago. And it sounds like all these wonderful things are going to come from this program.
100%. And for anyone who wants the replay so that you don't miss out, happy to send that to you as well. You know, first one's really about breaking the rules, second one about shedding your secrets, and the one next week is how do we change our life? And so I would 100% love to gift that to anyone who's interested in seeing if this fits for them.
Oh, Gretchen, thank you so much for being here today. You have been amazing. I'm inspired. I'm going to go write down a bunch of my secrets when we hang up. And
fantastic.
And another way you can find Gretchen is that she just wrote an article on Divorce Girl Smiling, which I published today, and it will also have links in the article for you to sign up for the 3-session mini series or find out more about the 6-month intensive. So again, Gretchen, thank you so much for being here today. Thank you for spending the time. I think you're helping so many people, and it's very, very much appreciated.
Well, thank you for having me. And women, it's really time for us to let the cat out of the bag. It's time to tell your secret.
Oh, I just love it. Okay, everyone, thanks so much for listening. And if you want to learn more, go to divorcegirlsmiling.com, and we'll talk to you real soon.